Jim Lauderdale is a veteran country music songwriter who's written hits for acts like George Strait, Vince Gill, and Patti Loveless. His own albums, though, haven't sold well, and he's part of a group of musicians who are outsiders within Nashville, one of whom is Buddy Miller, who plays and writes on Lauderdale's new album called Whisper. Miller's most recent album, Poison Love, made rock critic Ken Tucker's year-end top 10 list. Here's Ken with reviews of both, starting with the title song from Jim Lauderdale's album.
I see you over there, smiling at the way I stare. I make a wish that you would be near enough to hear me when I whisper, whisper, I think I love you. Whisper, whisper, I think I love you too.
The laconic, unadorned style of Jim Lauderdale's song Whisper summarizes why he's not a big star. He harks back to a simpler time in country music, when songs could build to their emotional effects and didn't have to commence with big, ear-grabbing hooks for bored country radio listeners. Buddy Miller, who plays guitar on most of Lauderdale's new album, takes the same sneaky approach on his own album, Poison Love.
Love in the ruins after the fall.
On Poison Love, Miller and his wife, the singer Judy Miller, collaborated on 100 Million Little Bombs, a song about the problem of unexploded landmines, not your usual country music subject. Yet in execution, it sounds like a classic lament.
$3 bomb, 100,000 road steps of a child.
Jim Lauderdale told Billboard magazine recently that he's sick of being labeled retro or alternative country, and that he wanted to cut, quote, just a classic country album. To this end, he's collaborated with a Nashville old-timer, Harland Howard, who's written country hits for half a century.
It's been hard to let you go. It's all part of life, I know. Had enough holding on. I'm singing that goodbye song. Well, I've been sitting here wasting time, hoping you might change your mind. Wishing for a love that's dead and gone. And I'm gonna sing that goodbye song. Goodbye.
Both Jim Lauderdale and Buddy Miller strike rock and roll ears like mine as guys who picked up riffs from the Beatles and the Byrds, as well as Buck Owens and George Jones. At this point, their alternative status may limit their commercial prospects, But the commercial situation of big-time country music is so precarious, with eroding audience shares and pointlessly overblown big stars like Leanne Rimes, that their outsider status is almost an enhancement. There's a freedom to working outside the mainstream that Buddy Miller, Judy Miller on her recent album Blue Pony, and now Jim Lauderdale on Whisper are taking full advantage of. Rock fans in search of melody and rhythm would do well to pay attention to them.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.